Hi there, welcome to this edition of the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones, real glad that you could join me. Today I'll be bringing you an overview of historic, contemporary and future cultural events taking place in or emanating from our cultivated island of Cuba. I'll be right back. Chinese audiovisual directors and screenwriters have launched their first film festival in Cuba in Havana. La Rampa Cinema and Multicine Infanta will screen the films until August the 18th. For the first edition of the event, a delegation from the Chinese Film Association have traveled to the Cuban capital, plus members of the Chinese literary and artistic world. The festival was inaugurated with the screening of Beijing Family, a 2014 comedy that, according to its director, Cheng Gang, addressed a new theme for the cinema of his country, as he talks about a traditional Chinese family and its relationship with a young Colombian, and that revolutionizes everyone's life in the house. Director Zhang Yibai will screen I Belong to You, a blockbuster feature film in Asia dealing with the hopes for love of three types of young people. China produces more than 1,000 films a year, and for this first festival, the Film Association are presenting themes that reflect the traditional culture but also the social reality of the present. On Wednesday the 14th at 10 o'clock in the morning, Children's Cantoria of the Cuban Art Factory, directed by Claudia Portuondo, will present a tribute for the 93rd anniversary of the birth of Comandante Fidel Castro Ruz at the José Martí Memorial in Revolution Square. Created in August 2014, the Coya is based in the cultural complex at 26 on the corner of 11 in Vidado, from which it takes its name, and it's made up of children of both sexes between 7 and 14 years of age and directed by Claudia Portuondo, who is the teacher. Its fundamental purposes, the choir, are the assembly of works that include both works for the universal classical repertoire and adaptations of the most varied contemporary styles and genres. At the same time, it motivates the cultural development of the area through choral singing and falls into the category of community projection. Good word, that. As part of the actions planned by the Cuban Art Factory, all of its children's projects participate on the first Sunday of each month in activities aimed at children in the community. Cienfuegos is a popular destination for tourists in Cuba, and its capital of the province of the same name, whose main objective is the development of visual arts in the territory. It is located in the Bay of Cienfuegos on the southern coast of Cuba, and it is famous for its colonial-era buildings. In the central square, Parque José Martí, is the famous Tomás Terry Theatre, which is decorated with gold leaf mosaics and ceiling frescoes. Nearby, the Provincial Museum explores the colonial history of the city and the Arc de Triomphe, commemorating the independence of Cuba. Several ferries cross the bay towards the castle of Jawa in an 18th century fortress. In the month of October, between the 16th and 19th, the 6th edition of Visuarte 2019, it's an international event and will take place in Cienfuegos itself. Organizers reported to the press that the annual event is intended to reveal how much is happening in current artistic expression, as well as being a step towards rethinking and influencing the immediate future, to creating a dialogue between art and everyday life, especially in its interactive relationship with the city and its inhabitants. According to the call to participate in the contest, works will be accepted in all manifestations of visual arts: painting, sculpture, engraving, photography, digital art, graphic humor, installation, video art, and performance, all which have been created between 2016 and 2019 and who have not participated in previous competitions. The admission period expires August the 23rd. Got to make up your mind. The Visuarte Grand Prix of 2019 consists of 7,000 pesos prize, national currency. Similarly, there will be two other secondary prizes in the same category of 4,000 pesos each. If listeners are interested in participating and have written material at hand, writing material at hand, more information is available by email at this address. Write this down. Visuarte, that's V-I-S-U-A-R-T-E, period, C-F-G-S, at U-N-E-A-C, period, C-O, period, C-U. That's it. Give it a try. And that's it from me for today on the Arts Roundup. I'm Gerwin Jones.